Oklahoma's primary election results are in. This is a special primary election update and news brief for Wednesday, June 19, 2024. I'm Jim Johnson. All five of Oklahoma's incumbent Republican U.S. House representatives are headed to the November ballot after Tuesday's primary. KGOU's Logan Layden has more on the results of the vote.
Josh Burkine and Stephanie Bice ran unopposed in their primaries, but will face candidates from other parties in November. The most high-profile race was between 12-term Congressman Tom Cole, Paul Bondar, and several other challengers. But Cole took it with more than 60% of the vote. He'll face Democrat Mary Brannon in the fall. Frank Lucas easily beat his farther-right challengers on Tuesday, and with no opponents in the general election, he can be sure of another term. Kevin Hearn won the primary in his eastern Oklahoma district, but will have to fend off Democratic and independent challengers in November. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Across the state, Oklahomans voted for the chief law enforcement officer in their counties. OPMX's Anusha Fathepure reports on two sheriff elections that came on the heels of scandals.
In Pittsburgh County, incumbent Chris Morris beat challenger Randy Haas. Morris, who was first elected as Pittsburgh County Sheriff in 2016, was suspended earlier this month by the Pittsburgh County Board of Commissioners following felony embezzlement and bribery charges related to vehicle fraud. Morris will win the sheriff's office as there is no opponent in the general election. The McCurtain County GOP primary ended with no candidate receiving enough votes to win outright, leading to a runoff election between Bruce Schure and Jason Ricketts. Incumbent Kevin Clardy is out of the race after receiving less than 20% of the vote. Last year, Clardy faced national scrutiny after he and three other county officials were recorded at a meeting discussing violence against Black people and journalists. Schure and Ricketts have minimal online presence and did not respond to requests for more information about their campaigns. The runoff election will be in August. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
The Republican supermajority in Oklahoma's legislature is safe, but as OPMX's Lionel Ramos reports, there were some surprises in yesterday's elections.
The biggest legislative upset of Tuesday's primaries is Pro Tem-elect Greg McCourtney's loss to his challenger from the right and fellow Ada resident Jonathan Wingard. There are no Democrats, Libertarians, or Independents running for the seat. Wingard's 260-vote victory over the Senate District 13 incumbent throws a wrench in the status quo of Oklahoma's Senate leadership, as a new pro tem will need to be selected at the start of the next regular session. McCourtney wasn't the only incumbent to be primaried from the right. Senator Jessica Garvin lost her seat representing Senate District 43 to NRA-endorsed McLean County Assessor Kendall Secchieri. Secchieri will have a Democratic opponent in the general election. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
And finally, Brian Bingman defeated Justin Hornback and Russell Ray in the GOP primary election for Corporation Commissioner. Once again, OPMX's Anusha Fathepure reports.
Bingman is a University of Oklahoma alum and holds a Bachelor's of Business Administration in Petroleum Land Management. For over 40 years, Bingman worked in the private sector managing properties for oil and gas companies in Tulsa. He has also served in the Oklahoma House and Senate and as Governor Kevin Stitt's Secretary of State. Bingman will face Democrat Harold Spradling and Libertarian Chad Williams in November. The winner will replace longtime Corporation Commissioner Bob Anthony. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
You'll find more details on these races and additional election results on our website, kgou.org.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.